The U.S. Social Forum has attracted thousands of activists from all over the country to Detroit this week to discuss myriad ways of building a broad progressive movement for social change in the face of economic and ecological crisis. One well-attended workshop focused on U.S. government infiltration and sabotage of progressive and radical movements throughout history. WMNF's Kelly Benjamin is in Detroit and spoke with Ward Churchill, a controversial author, activist, and former professor of ethnic studies at the University of Colorado.
This government's infiltrating progressive movements, both to monitor what they're doing, find out what their agendas are, and consequently devise a means of keeping them within boundaries that are acceptable to the U.S. government in terms of activities or even objectives. And in cases where that's not possible, where there's independently minded, motivated people, to disrupt their activity or to subvert them into activities that are essentially counterproductive, that are set up sorts of activities. These are basically the sorts of operations the U.S. has gone into with regard to progressive movements since day one. It's not new information.
Why do you think this issue hasn't gained more recognition?
Well, Andy Warhol once put it that everybody would be famous for about 15 minutes. And there was another piece to that that doesn't get repeated too much. That's because the attention span of the American public is about 15 minutes long, and that includes progressives. They're always reinventing the wheel like it's all new and different. Consequently, not learning from history, you doom yourself to a repetition of it, to paraphrase Santayana.
The major focus of discussion on infiltration was COINTELPRO, a covert, often illegal campaign by the FBI to disrupt dissident political organizations throughout the 1950s, 60s, and 70s. One such group was the Black Panther Party, a black revolutionary organization that was described by FBI Director J. Edgar Hoover in 1968 as the greatest threat to the internal security of the country. COINTELPRO succeeded in neutralizing several key Black Panther organizers in the 1960s, including Chairman Fred Hampton, who was killed in a raid in Chicago in 1969. WMNF's Kelly Benjamin spoke with Hampton's son, Fred Hampton Jr., on whether COINTELPRO was still active in the United States.
COINTELPRO is still happening. In fact, it's more intense, it's more Machiavellian. First of all, first be very clear that all police don't wear uniforms. The FBI coming, you know, I'm saying, not just with the suits and ties and a mirror sunglasses. They got agent provocateurs, informants, so I want to be very clear that we acknowledge that. There's agents all around. So which what Chairman Fred also said is, though, man, we know they're watching us, we know they got license plates, you know they want us in jail or the graveyard, but if we spend less time worrying about that, we spend less time working for the people. To be very clear, that our best security is the people. That's our security blanket. We put out to the world that anything that's happening to us, they'll get to understand that the counterinsurgency in one way or another is involved. Our people say, well, thing with Biggie Smalls or Tupac, whatever. I said, listen, first of all, whenever you say when the FBI acknowledges that you're under FBI surveillance, anything that happened to you, they either sanction or they know about it, one or the other. By their own document, they say these people are under FBI surveillance. You feel what I'm saying? And when you read reports, when they say they've taken a certain amount of FBI agents out of Russia at the end of the Cold War, and they say they dropped them inside the United States, you got to start questioning where they at.
Kelly Benjamin also spoke with Najee Mujahid, a reporter with Free Speech Radio News and the DC Radio Co-op, who explains that neutralizing perceived threats to the status quo in the United States is part of how power is maintained.
Objectively, you know, any government, you know, has an interest, you know, the establishment has an interest in, you know, keeping itself, you know, the way it is. And so if, you know, something that is countering that arises, you know, they go squash it out, you know, like a body. If something that doesn't belong in the body enters the body, the immune system kicks into gear and it takes out the threat, no questions asked. So this society that we live in, for all of its flowery talk of, you know, being a democratic society and equal this and fair that, you know, that clearly isn't the case, because whenever movements arise, you know, they attack. You know, it's happening now, as was mentioned, you know, in the workshop, It happened, you know, in the 60s. It happened during the progressive era in the 20s, the labor movements. Before that, it was abolition of slavery. You know, they were attacked. So objectively, then, you know, that's the nature, you know, of the struggle. That's the nature of those contradictions. But, you know, as we, you know, have seen, as has been documented, you know, they would frequently go outside of their own laws to do such.